The stereotypes. They're now a household name, but it wasn't always that way. The golden boys of the recording industry, the saviors of the sagging rock and roll recording world, were all but unknown before November 23rd, 1985, when their blockbuster performance at a Battle of the Bands party at Cloister Inn hurtled them into the limelight, when they've hung there like a malignant tumor ever since. What events led up to this? It's a long story. First, the boys and their music. That, of course, is from the famous Allison demo tape session, which was auditioning Tony Lovell to replace Tom Springer as bassist in the band. How did this difficult political move come about? Was Tom Springer crushed by the news? Let's see.
Now, Tom, what did you think when they had this new person and they wanted to replace you? Were you pissed?
Well, you know, Bob, I really wanted to stay with the group, but they just wouldn't let me stay. I didn't understand. You know, we really sounded good, but they just wouldn't let me stay.
Why is it? I know, pardon me for asking this, people have asked, why does Tom never play more than four notes in any one song?
Well, the truth is, Bob, all I know is four notes on the bass guitar, and it's just too much trouble to learn any more than four. I mean, four is really enough. I mean, most of the songs we play were only
now,
four notes anyway.
A John Entwistle or someone, how many notes can he get out of a bass guitar? There seem to be a lot of notes there.
He's just another class above me. You know, the way I think of it, it's sort of like there are people and then there are the apes.
We are the stereotypes. Dedicated to your favorite train and mine, the Dinky. So, let's go.
Thank you.
His next song is by Buffalo Springfield. I miss your song.
Hi, I'm conducting a survey to see what people want to see Battle of the Bands this weekend at Cloister. And I'm just randomly calling people. You haven't seen them?
No, I didn't go.
Or do you know of anyone in the area, like in your room, that might have seen them?
Sean, did you go to the Battle of the Bands? Can you talk to this guy just for a second? It's a survey. But I mean, just a second.
Yeah, okay.
Just a sec, here you go.
Okay, sure.
Hello?
Yeah, this will be real quick. I'm just curious to see what people saw Battle of the Bands.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, which bands did you see?
I saw the first four, I guess.
First four?
Mm-hmm.
What did you, did any of them stand out in your mind?
About two of them. Hindsight and the Stereotypes.
With Hindsight and the Stereotypes? Did you have anything strongly to say about either of them, or any weak points, or...?
No, I thought they were both very good, especially, in Hindsight, I liked the saxophone.
Uh-huh.
That was very strong.
Uh-huh.
And, I liked the originality and the Stereotypes. I thought that was really good.
I see.
I want you to play it whether you want to hear it or not.
That's that. You're rebels.
I'm
Hey!
to this point in the program, things had been going fairly well for our boys. Ace studio session musician Joel Bassick on drums was performing up to all expectations. But their major competition, the band Hindsight, had played earlier and suffered from a variety of technical difficulties. But also to our band's dismay, they'd played one of their favorite songs. Would the band back down and not play And She Was by the Talking Heads? We talked to Mark Glickman to see how the decision was made, whether to go ahead or just let things lie.
So, Mark, when Hindsight played And She Was, they didn't do as well as you thought maybe you could do with the song, but they didn't fuck it up entirely.
Well, the truth is of the matter is, Bob, that, in fact, it's true that the keyboard played a G sharp instead of an E, and it just gave me such a rush inside because I knew we could do it better. I knew that we played that E instead of that G sharp.
I could sense the tension in the crowd. They maybe not didn't know that it was a G sharp and not an E, but there was just something was wrong. Something wasn't quite.
Absolutely, Bob. Absolutely. I mean, it was so clear. It was so clear to the discerning ear. Anyone who's dancing out there and heard the song immediately recognized. They were just craving for that E, C sharp, E progression rather than the G sharp B, E, and it was just so clearly obvious.
And you think it's that important? It sounds so technical to me. Maybe the music majors in the crowd would notice, but you think everyone did?
I consider myself to be somewhat musical, but I really think that this is such an obvious flaw in Hindsight. And for this very reason, we had absolutely no remorse to play it whatsoever.
And so what did you stand to gain, and if you blew it, what did you stand to lose?
If we didn't do it well, then, you know, it's okay because a lot of the crowd really wasn't there for us. From Hindsight, it wasn't around. But obviously, if we did it well, we would have gotten lots and lots
and
of sex.
As lead singer Steve Cope said, you were rebels.
And that's one way of putting it. That's right. We pretty much don't conform to the norm. We want to go off in our own direction to get sex any possible way we can.
You may have heard this earlier, but we got to like to hear it again.
Yeah. For a very good reason. Another unmentioned band, which we're not going to mention. So they're all juniors, but we're seniors.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Thank you.
band or the Stereotypes?
Wait, what was the band you said was good? Yeah, Stereotype was good also.
What'd you think about them?
Good choice of music.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought...
Hello there. Good evening. How are you enjoying the show so far? Now, we've just heard the Stereotype play As She Was, which I'm sorry, played just a half hour ago. Which version did you like?
Thank you.
We next spoke to Tom Hall, a big guy in the music recording world, a big guy in general. He goes by many names. You've probably heard of him as Mr. Magic. Tom, you were there at the Battle of the Bands. What did you find to be... What set them apart in your mind before you offered them that major record contract?
Well, you know, Bob, I really thought that, just my passing that room made all the difference in the world. You know, I just happened to be passing their room, and there happened to be a band inside. And, you know, I thought to myself, hey, this would be a great way to give these kids a little bit of money and just have a little bit of fun.
Now, you're a philanthropist. You're going on right now. You're earning a graduate degree in the name of Bobby Scott, who died tragically last year.
Yes, I'm sure everybody's read about that last year.
And you're going to go on and accomplish big things in his name. I think you targeted a plan for bringing agriculture to Ethiopia in a big-time sort of way, because you just don't mess around. But that it wouldn't necessarily end there. You'd be using your philosophy degree and the experience you garnered with that to affect great changes in the world.
Oh, sure. I've been screwed over many, many times in the past, Bob, and I really, you know, I really feel like, you know, it's my turn to screw everybody else. But at the same time, I feel like I owe these kids, you know, just some kind of chance in the world, and I think it's really their time to see what the limelight is like and what it's like to live on the other side.
And what did you like in particular? What made them stand out?
Well, I really think that Oriental chick really made them stand out. I really liked her. I think I called her Jade.
That's a very beautiful name.
Oh, it's a very beautiful rock.
This is our next song.
They also had a very good stage front. I liked their introductions to their songs.
Anything else?
Oh, the guitarist was really amazing. I was very impressed with his technical skill.
Tom, what's ahead? How are you going to pull this together and let the band realize its potential?
Well, Bob, I've scheduled them for a gig at PIC this December 13th.
A showcase for talent in years past.
Oh, of course, of course.
Gary Como's gig there in 66.
Sure, and don't forget Sinatra 65.
Yes. I'm certain they'll make the most of this opportunity.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They have done a fine job so far. I've been very impressed with the boys, and I'm sure this next Saturday they're going to be doing quite a job and pulling quite an audience, I'd say.
Well, thank you so much for getting time off from the hospital to come here and talk to us, Tom. But until next we cover a big name in rock and roll history, this has been Bob Sadin's Big Show Review.